stays good.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabashaw. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The U.S. economy grew at a healthy 2.8% annual rate from July through September. Consumer spending accelerating to a 3.7% annual pace, even though the job market has been fizzling a bit recently and credit card debt for consumers is at its highest point ever. Less than a week before Election Day, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump making final arguments while security has been tightened at some polling places.
In Maricopa County, Arizona, where some people with guns showed up during the 2020 election vote count, officials are deploying a number of security measures this year, drones and surveillance cameras to monitor activity around the building where the votes will be counted, officers on horseback to control unruly crowds, a SWAT team at the ready.
ABC's Pierre Thomas, several ballot boxes set on fire in Oregon and Washington State. The FBI is investigating. A man found stabbed to death at the Coney Island subway stop in New York City last night. He's not been identified, no arrests made. This is ABC News. Rescue teams are still looking for survivors after flash flooding in eastern Spain that is now blamed for at least 63 deaths. ABC's Tom Rivers.
From the air and on the ground in the eastern region of Valencia, survivors being rescued from the floods that have swept away cars, turned village streets into rivers, disrupted rail lines and highways. Over 1,000 soldiers from Spain's emergency response units have been deployed to the devastated areas. The country's experienced similar autumn storms in recent years, but nothing compared to this time. The fear is the death toll could rise. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
And experts in Florida are warning about just how dangerous an invasive species has become. Burmese pythons have been running rampant for recent years in the Everglades. Now they say those pythons are able to open their jaws even wider than previously known, enough to eat a deer or crocodiles. The snakes have no natural predators in Florida. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
If you're not planning to come into Macy's this week, you're missing out. Because our friends and family sale is happening now. What does that mean? It means when you use your coupon or Macy's card, you can take an extra 30% off, just like friends and family can. That's 30% off the latest trends, 30% off new arrivals, 30% off the best brands. It's just this week, it's just what you've been waiting for, and it's only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ayland. Donald Trump is scheduled to hold a campaign rally at the Resch Center in Ashwaubenon this evening. The former president will be joined by former Green Bay Packers quarterback Brett Favre and U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde. Also today, Vice President Kamala Harris will hold a campaign event at UW-Madison. In-person absentee voting in Wisconsin has now reached 45% higher than it was 4 years ago. With many absentee ballots already cast, it may take some time to obtain election results. Wisconsin Elections Administrator Megan Wolf says every step of that process will be in the public eye. and a Milwaukee area mall will be banning teenagers on the weekends. Management at Bayshore Mall in Glendale said Tuesday the rule will go into place Friday. A release from the mall says no specific incident was the cause for the change. The mall says it simply wants to ensure an enjoyable experience. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
There's something about a plate of warm cookies that sends you back in time. Relive your childhood memories with this year's We Energies cookie book. Pick up your copy and start creating new memories. Go to weenergies.com to find a distribution event near you. Thank you for making us a part of your family traditions. From all of us at We Energies, we offer you warm wishes for a bright holiday season. This message was paid for by the stockholders of WEC Energy Group.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have thunderstorms with heavy rain on the way later today and tonight. A half inch to an inch or more of rain is possible. Today, falling temperatures. It'll be breezy and cloudy with temperatures in the mid-50s by late afternoon. Tonight, 43. Tomorrow, cloudy, showers, windy with a high of 48. For amazing fall and winter getaways and a boatload of holiday fun, explore Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Not quite sure what's going on, but all day through and all night long, I've been thinking about. I've been thinking about you. Look in your eyes when you smile that way. The sound of your voice saying my name. I've been thinking about you. Just keep thinking about you. The whole world knows by the smile on my face that I've been thinking about you. I can't stop thinking about you. Thinking about you.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Trisha Yearwood, thinking about you, 909. Today in history, opening farm markets as well on the way. Coming up next, we're going to talk with Tyler Maysalt. He's with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. We're going to chat about the silver carp, the invasive species that's been found in the lower Chippewa River. We have that interview here coming up next. First, here's George Strait. Good morning.
You swear you've had enough. You're ready to give up on that little lie they call love. Then out of the blue clear sky, falling right into your hand, like rain on the desert sand. It's the last thing you had planned. Then out of the blue clear sky, here she comes a-walking, talking true love, saying I've been looking for you, love. Surprise, your new love has arrived out of the blue clear sky. Ain't love a funny thing? You're picking out a ring out of the blue clear sky. Here she comes a-walking, talking true love, saying I've been looking for you, love. Surprise, your new love has arrived out of the blue clear sky.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning, Tyler Maysalt. He is the Aquatic Invasive Species Coordinator with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. And we are going to talk a little bit about, unfortunately, the arrival of some invasive carp here in western Wisconsin. Tyler, good morning, and thank you for joining us. I guess first, it's the silver carp that has been found?
Yep, specifically silver carp was what was detected through the tagged fish that acoustic receivers hit at that point in time in both the Chippewa and Black Rivers.
And so when did the DNR find out about this?
So we kind of had anecdotal reports kind of starting early July timeframe about some odd jumping fish at that point, which could be a multitude of various species at that point. But just general curiosity, just because kind of colors that were being described were that of silver carp specifically. So we went out, whether it was fisheries program staff or individuals like myself in our water resource program out of the Eau Claire office, to try to see if we could observe what the suspected reports possibly were and maybe see if the reports were maybe on the right track or possibly maybe just a native fish at that point that someone was curious about, which can happen. And then based upon that, we spent a fair amount of time in between other monitoring efforts just as needed that was scheduled previously prior to this occurring, and spending an hour here, 2 hours here, observing near the dam to try to see if we could find anything or see anything. And then fishery staff also went out within kind of their scheduling that they already had previously on the Chippewa River, south of the Eau Claire Dells Dam, to see if they could maybe try to retrieve a physical specimen at that point, based upon the assumption that it might have been a silver carp. We're not able to physically get anything, hence kind of the reliance on the acoustic receivers, because if anything that was previously tagged would come up and down, it would get a hit on those receivers and we would know maybe the ID of the fish, specific species, and then maybe just in basic history of maybe where the fish was tagged at that point. The one that was pinged on the Iroquois River was initially tagged down in Davenport, Iowa, about 5 years ago by the Federal Natural Resource Agency. So that's how we definitely knew from a confirmation perspective that it was a silver carp.
So Tyler, do we know how bad this might be of an infestation?
So at this point, we don't have any evidence regarding any sort of reproduction taking place, just due to the hits being very minimal and same fish over time. Overall abundance is relatively low, and possibly they may have migrated already out of the Black River and the Chippewa Rivers for all we know, just because we haven't gotten any updated hits in the recent future since those receivers were pulled in later September at that point. So for all we know, they may actually be outside of the system at this point, or if they are currently present, they're relatively low abundance at this point.
Talking with Tyler Maysalk. He is Aquatic Invasive Species Coordinator of the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources about the discovery of the silver carp, the invasive silver carp in the Chippewa, Lower Chippewa and Black Rivers recently. So Tyler, if this would become a worse situation, what does it mean for the native fish in both rivers?
So at this point, it's hard to say what densities may or may not be in the future, largely due to we have no evidence of reproduction at that point in time. So it's all kind of looking at previous situations, maybe in southern U.S., what maybe has occurred there and understanding those scenarios. But we cannot say that will or will not occur in the Chippewa River at that point. It's very much abundance related. And if low abundances are there, impacts in theory would possibly be less, but we cannot say with any definitive answers at this point, just because we have no overall sampling due to this being relatively new, and we haven't been able to physically capture any specimens through regular sampling at this point. So we can't gauge impacts both now and in the future. Looking at some literature review, we've seen there's some overlap from maybe gizzard shad and silver carp, but gizzard shad is relatively low density in the Chippewa River system. And at that point, it's hard to say anything else that may possibly have any impact.
So Tyler, okay, I'm out fishing. How will I know I've caught one of these? And if I do catch one, what do I do then?
Okay, so biggest thing for individuals that are out fishing, your general recreationists, being aware of the physical characteristics of what the species looks like is a big one. And understanding that if you have questions, generally, as long as you've got your legal licenses and you're curious about it, feel free to take a photo. Maybe a local warden is currently in the area or available. We do have a DNR tip line as well that folks can reach out to for general inquiries or other situations, just depending upon time frame. They can get a hold of me or other fishery staff within their geographic residence at that point to maybe confirm, hey, I've got this species of fish. I have no idea what it is. Can you confirm or deny what it may or may not be at that point? So if it's confirmed that it's not an invasive silver carp, then at that point, maybe they can go ahead and release it out at that point in time. It could just be a native buffalo for all we know. If it is indeed confirmed silver carp or another invasive carp of some kind, we are required through NR40, which is our invasive species code, to go ahead and euthanize and then bring that deceased animal to a local DNR office, depending upon where you're located at that point. People are not legally allowed to carry that specimen live and transport it outside of the body of water at that point in time. So that would be my recommendation. And then folks also can't take that and place it somewhere else in maybe a completely new water body at that point. So if you got a question on it, we as DNR staff are available. Feel free to maybe reach out to whoever is the respective individual based upon where you're located. And then we'll get back to you in a prompt manner at that point to say, okay, yes, it's this species, or yes, it is indeed silver carp. Please bring it in for confirmation and let us know where you caught it so we can continue tracking kind of where the species is moving around and presence absence portion of it too, because that all helps us as well to figure out how many people are seeing stuff, maybe the overall abundance at that point, and try to maybe keep track of what's being seen on the landscape.
So if I catch one of these, I'm going to probably have questions right away just because it's silver, hence the name silver carp.
Yep.
Now, is this the one that jumped? I've seen videos of this where when a river's really infested with these things, you're going down the river and there's fish jumping all over the place. They actually are jumping into the boat, it seems like. Is that what we're talking about here?
Yep, this is the species that has been known to go ahead and jump out through disturbances like boating on a waterway.
And finally, Tyler, if let's say down the road, okay, right now we really don't know, but what's the plan if all of a sudden you start getting phone calls, the warden start, you know, the warden here in Pepin County calls him, says, Tyler, I just had six people catch one of these things. What will the DNR do then?
So at that point, trying to keep track of it as well. I know some DNR staff, along with federal agencies, and with Minnesota, we do what's called the MUM, which is a small removal effort as well as kind of a tagging effort that's happened on the Mississippi River, trying to figure out maybe where these fish are going, where they're migrating to see specifically where they might possibly be, and would allow us to kind of see overall changes over time at that point. So from a DNR perspective, it would be a lot of understanding where the fish actually is. Is the reproduction taking place? And then discussing maybe what we can do from a monitoring perspective to try to gauge maybe what effects we may see. Because ultimately, no system between the Mississippi River and the Chippewa, they're not exact apples to apples, so to speak. So maybe what we might see in the Chippewa River would be different than the Miss, and then vice versa at that point in time as well. So try to understand maybe what actually is taking place so we can then find a trend of, okay, the species is or is not present, or it's in this abundance. And we can kind of see what changes there would be because no system is the same. So trying to create some data that we can ultimately use and educate the public for.
And there's really no way to eradicate this. So like down south in some of these rivers where it's been infested, there's it's impossible to eradicate, correct?
At this point, with the current technologies that are available, eradication is really costly and labor intensive, especially. So it's very limiting from that aspect of it as well. So it's just what we have available at this point in time. There's outside of manual removal and commercial fishing primarily is the main removal methods. We just don't have anything technologically based at this point to help with management at that point. We mean there's acoustic receivers out there or acoustics that are used from a deterrent standpoint to try to keep them away from certain areas. I know electric barriers have been discussed in the past. I think they've looked at doing kind of adding some sort of bubbling within a water body, CO2 based as well as a topic to use as a deterrent. But as far as an eradication method, that it's not what they are.
That is Tyler Maysalk. He's an aquatic invasive species specialist with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. You're listening to WRDN.
The Dairy Farm families of AMPI are proud to share their award-winning butter and cheese with you. Find the Dinner Bell Creamery brand in your favorite store and bring home the taste of farm-fresh goodness. Farmer-owned and co-op crafted, our commitment runs deep to care for our land, animals, cooperative, and communities. The result is award-winning butter and cheese, where the heart of the Midwest shines through in every flavorful bite. Find us online at dinnerbellcreamery.coop or follow along on Facebook and Instagram. Dinner Bell Creamery, co-op crafted by farmers, made for families.
Hi, I'm Treg Prenchinsky. I'm a husband, father, farmer, and contractor. Growing up in western Wisconsin, I was taught to be honest, work hard, and stay humble. I've taken these values with me to Madison, where I've rolled up my sleeves and worked to make life more affordable for Wisconsin families and to make sure our communities remain a great place to raise a family. I ask for your vote November 5th so I can finish the job that I started. Paid for by T.E. Prenchinsky for Assembly.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check you have a full tank of gas first before road tripping through the desert.
Empty? Seriously? Maybe I can walk.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Maybe I can't.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Halloween's coming alive at Target. Jackie and Gordy, the jack-o'-lanterns here with last chance Halloween deals. Looks like mom's got the old pumpkin bucket stocked with the best candy, starting at $5.99.
Lucky pumpkin bucket. Oh, there's dad party planning with a same day delivery order.
Yes, it's a BOGO 50% off pizza party with Target Circle. Plus, buy three, save 40% on soda 12 packs with Target Circle.
Nice saves, dad.
Make your Halloween come alive at Target. Need it last minute? Get same-day delivery with Target Circle 360. Restrictions apply.
Eric Hovde's been caught lying again. Caught lying about Tammy Baldwin 20 times in his ads. The latest, quote, Hovde falsely claimed that Tammy Baldwin supports sex change surgery on minors. The truth? Tammy Baldwin doesn't support that, and there's no sex change surgeries on minors anywhere in Wisconsin. None. Hovde also lied about Baldwin, quote, giving our money to a transgender clinic. That's been found false three different times. The Journal Sentinel says the truth is Baldwin supported mental health funding for a homeless youth shelter. That's right. Hovde's attacking a place for homeless kids. We all know what Eric Hovde is doing. He's trying to scare you. But they are all lies. Wisconsin is better than this. We're not going to let some billionaire California banker lie his way into the United States Senate.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
A beauty from South Alabama. Her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? The cops were nipping on our heels. Pulled off the road and kicked it in four wheels. Shut off the lights and tore through a cornfield. What was I thinking? Out the other side, she was hollering faster. Took the dirt road, had the radio blasting. Hit the honky-tonk for a little close dancing. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? A man with a born-to-kill tattoo tried to cut in, I knocked out his front tooth. We ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke. What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a 2:30. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Then she gave a come and get me grin, and like a bullet we were gone again. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling, yeah, I know what I was feeling. What was I thinking?
Remaining dinosaur Detroit made
$700 was a heck of a deal for a 400 horsepower jukebox on wheels, and that rolls out like a welcome mat. I don't know where it goes, but it beats where we're at. We always said someday, somehow, we're gonna get away, gonna blow this town. What about now? How about tonight? Baby, for once, let's don't think twice. Let's take that spin that never ends that we've been talking about. What about? Up dust. We both know it's just a matter of time till our hearts start racing for that county line. What about now? How about tonight? Baby, for once, let's don't think twice. Let's take that spin that never ends that we've been talking about. What about now? Why should we wait?
Sizzle, hear country fried. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDF.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Luke Combs, Ain't No Love in Oklahoma, 936. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, NASCAR returns this weekend. Headed to Martinsville. It's the National Debt Relief 250 Xfinity Series race Saturday at 2:30. Then on Sunday, it's the Xfinity 500 NASCAR Cup Series race with coverage beginning at 1 o'clock here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Let's run down today in history for this October 30th. 1938. No, all across the country. Air raid sirens were going off. Why? Orson Welles' classic radio play, The War of the Worlds, aired on CBS. The live drama panicked radio listeners who actually thought that the fake news reports about a Martian invasion were real. They didn't hear the very first part of that show. The following is a presentation of the Mercury Theater here on CBS. My dad remembers that. He's like, oh, and even in little old Green Bay, Wisconsin at the time, they were freaking out. The Martians are coming. The Martians are coming. 1945, the United States ends rationing of shoes. Think about it. Yeah, World War II, of course, was done. And a lot of the rationing coming to an end. 1954, the NBA used a 24-second shot clock for the very first time. Okay. 1974, Muhammad Ali defeats George Foreman in Zaire to regain the World Heavyweight Boxing Championship. The fight was billed as the Rumble in the Jungle. 1976, Jane Pauley becomes the new co-anchor of The Today Show. 1987, George Michael released his debut solo album, Faith. 2000, comic legend Steve Allen passed away at the age of 78. In 2007, Tony and Grammy Award-winning singer and actor Robert Goulet passed away at the age of 73. In 2012, Disney purchases Lucasfilm for $4.05 billion. The deal included the rights to the Star Wars and Indiana Jones franchises. Yeah, George Lucas did pretty well, right? Made a ton of money off of those movies and then, you know, makes another ton of money when he sells the production company. Also, in 2015, the Justice Department begins releasing hundreds of nonviolent drug offenders. They're among the first of more than 6,000 federal prison inmates gaining their freedom early under a program to reduce overcrowding. That's what happened on the state in history. Coming up, we have a check of our opening markets. They just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. Market update being brought to you in part by BioVet and Provisions Healthcare.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Milk markets are mostly lower with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins. At the Mercantile Exchange, November milk down 1 to 2021, December down 4 to 1990, January down 7 to 1983, February steady at 1979. Live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly lower after the markets reached resistance levels, and that led to a sell-off yesterday. It looks like the price correction is continuing in the cattle markets today. Hog markets, though, strong consumer demand shown with the higher pork cutout values continuing to support the hog markets today. October live cattle down 80 cents to 188.50. November feeder cattle down $1.85 to 244.75. December hogs up 82 cents to 83.65. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets are moving up mostly lower. Soybeans are mostly higher today. Grain prices have been stuck in a sideways trading range going back to late July. Looks like that is continuing as well. The record large corn and soybean yields and plentiful supplies are all limiting factors. Do have another crop report coming out on November 8th that could affect the market. New crop 25 corn down 3/4 now to 439. New crop 25 beans now up 7.5 to 1024 3/4. December wheat up 2.25 to 572 3/4. Minneapolis wheat December up 2.75 to 609 1/4.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have thunderstorms with heavy rain on the way later today and tonight. A half inch to an inch or more of rain is possible. Today, falling temperatures. It'll be breezy and cloudy with temperatures in the mid-50s by late afternoon. Tonight, 43. Tomorrow, cloudy, showers, windy with a high of 48. For amazing fall and winter getaways and a boatload of holiday fun, explore Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
It ain't in a high rise looking for a good time, shutting down the city lights. It ain't in the water floating like a bobber, soaking up that hot sunshine. As good as it gets, no, that ain't where it is. It's a 2 a.m. when she's reaching over, faded t-shirt and off her shoulder. Dressed up, her hair down in a ball cap, yep, yep. As long as I get that sweet little something late night kiss on a plane or train away back in the sticks. I swear, if she's there, that's where, yep, yep, and that's where it's at. Souped up, shiny red new truck. If she ain't to my right, it ain't in a dive bar, tall can of PBR, popping tops, rocking all night. As good as it gets, no, that ain't where it is. It's a 2 a.m. when she's reaching over, faded t-shirt and off her shoulder. Dressed up, her hair down in a ball cap, yep, yep. As long as I keep that sweet something late night kiss on a plane or train away back in the sticks. I swear, if she's there, that's where, yep, yep, that's where it's at. No, it don't matter wherever we're at. Shiny red new truck, if she ain't to my right. It's 2 a.m. when she's reaching over, faded t-shirt and off her shoulder. Dressed up, her hair down in a ball cap, yep, yep. As long as I get that sweet little something late night kiss on a plane or train away back in the sticks. I swear, if she's there, that's where, yep, yep, that's where it's at. Yeah, that's where it's at.
yep, yep. 2 a.m. when she's reaching over. Faded t-shirt and off her shoulder.
Like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to a Cajun hideaway.
That comes from the heart.
Play something with lots of feeling,
'cause that's where music has to start. Oh, play me some mountain music like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun.
Local news, weather, and sports. Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
It was a Friday night, no cover, but the cover band was sounding right. And there you were, just flirty, dancing by the neon sign. To fishing in the dark, you were reeling in my heart. Now look where we are. I'm hooked. Kissing you, getting you turned on. Buzzing and loving on you all night long. Like a hit song on the radio, you already know the way it goes. All it took was a look and I was hooked on the way that you're taking, taking my shirt off and running my fingers through your long run. Hair falling in your eyes like the first time they called my.
asleep and I can leave, but no way. This ain't a one-night flame kind of thing. Wanna wake you up, wanna press my luck and my lips on your cheek like I can't get enough, 'cause I'm hooked on kissing you, getting you turned on, buzzing in love and on you all night long, like a hit song on the radio. You already know the way it goes. All it took was a look and I was hooked.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Dylan Scott, Hooked, 9:52. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, Duran Dazzle Day's Ho 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 Craft Show coming up September 30th, 9 to 2. That will be at Durand, Arkansas High School with all of the different craft sales and more. Again, that's November 30th from 9 until 2. Well, a cattle rustler, that still happens, accused of stealing 9 longhorns has been busted. Eldon Gonzalez was taken into custody after, get this, a year-long investigation by the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association. The bulls were stolen from a ranch in Caldwell County, Texas. That's northeast of San Antonio. The bulls were then spotted at an auction barn where workers checked the branding. That's why cattlemen do that. Gonzalez lived on the property next to where the longhorns lived, but it's unclear how he captured them. Yeah, how do you capture longhorn bulls? One, they're bulls. Two, they have longhorns. He's now facing charges, rather, of felony theft. It's not like in the old days, though, cattle rustling. He'll go to prison, not what they used to do to him.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Duran Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Duran Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Duran Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Duran Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
It's a couple hours before the football game. The only question is, what are you bringing to the tailgate? Classic beef cheeseburgers, steak fajitas, or maybe that beefy 7-layer dip everyone raves about? No matter what you bring, if it's beef, you're going to be the MVP. Together, we bring more. Rev up your crowd at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers.
I am Paul Hamilton, your choice for state senate. I come from farm families who preserve the bounteous summer and mason jars. Family farms around western Wisconsin still keep such traditions alive. We need to care for farmers because they care for us with the food they produce and their stewardship of this rich land. Supporting family farms creates jobs in western Wisconsin, protects the land, and provides food for local markets. Paid for by the committee to elect Paul Hamilton. I'm Paul Hamilton, and I approve this ad.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access, and you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. WHO backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy. But that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they, them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Darling, you know it's true. The rumor you heard about me loving you. Well, I never told a soul. So tell me how the whole world knows. It must have been the roses and the wine, or maybe this unexplainable smile. They say where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, I hope it's true, 'cause rumor has it you love me too. Well, I've got a ring and a plan, but I see you're on to what I'm gonna ask. Well, I've never said a thing. Tell me what gave it away. Must have been the roses and the wine, or maybe this unexplainable smile. They say where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, I hope it's true, 'cause rumor has it you love me too. Must have been the roses and the wine, or maybe this unexplainable smile. They say where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, I hope it's true, 'cause rumor has it it must have been the roses and the wine, or maybe this unexplainable smile. They say where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, I hope it's true, 'cause rumor has it you love me too. Yes, you do. I heard it too.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Clay Walker and Rumor Has It, 9:59. Thank you to Tyler Maysalk for joining us from the Wisconsin DNR. If you missed that interview, it's now available on our YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube, search for Durand Broadcasting WRDN. You'll find that interview there. Hey, congratulations to Chloe Auth from Durand, Arkansas High School. She's this month's Wisconsin Dairy Female